We know one of the 39 malachas in Shabbos is that a person is not allowed to be, he's not allowed to carry, he's not allowed to uproot an object from Rishis Yachin and bring it to Rishis Adam and vice versa. And in discussion of this malacha, which is called Eitzah, so the Gemara in Shabbos and Davav brings down a Braisa that tells us that there are four Rishis for Shabbos. What does it mean? It means that there's four different types of areas, or Rishis means an area that has a certain halacha to it. When it comes to the halacha of Eitzah, then they have different ramifications when it comes to if I'm allowed to take in from this area to a different area, I'm not allowed to take in. The Gemara says there's four Rishis, and the names are a Rishis Yachid, which means an area that is has walls around it. A Rishis Rabin, for argument's sake, right now we'll just describe as an area that has 600,000 people walking through it. Then there's a Carmelis. A Carmelis is an area that's somewhere between Rishis Yachin and Rishis Rabin. It doesn't have walls, but it also doesn't have the criteria of Rishis Rabin, let's say the 600,000 people. And this area, Midrabanan, we give it the halacha versus the Rabin for the point of our share. And then there's something called a Makom Patur. A Makom Patur is like a no man's land. It's an area that's smaller than 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, and that area Chazal look at as it's not a significant area. So that area doesn't have any halacha. It's like empty. It's no man's land. And you're allowed to carry from or Rishis Yachin, put it on that. And you're also allowed to carry from Rishis Rabin and put it onto that area. So when the Gemara tells us an example of a Rishis Yachin, so like a lot of Gemaras, the Gemara says an interesting case. And one of the cases, the Gemara gives two cases. One of the cases the Gemara gives is a gather, and for the point of our share, we'll call it an amud, which means that there's a post, a pillar, in the Rishis Rabin. This pillar is 10 tefachim high, and on top it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So what's these numbers? The point is that in order to have a mechitza to create a Rishis Yachin, in order to have a wall that gives you, you have to have a wall. You said the Rishis Yachin is an area that's surrounded by walls. What's the height of the wall that you need in order to consider Rishis Yachin? So the Gemara tells us it is 10 tefachim. And we know the area that's chashiv to be considered a rishus, that it's significant. We said it has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's why if it's less, it's a makom patur. So if I have this post that's 10 tefachim high, and the area on top is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, which is a significant area, so the top is rishus yachid. So the question is obvious. I mean, why is rishus yachid? Where's the wall? So there's a Rashi. Rashi and the Vav of the Beis and Shabbos tells us there's a concept called Gurasik. So what does Gurasik mean? So the Gemara in a couple places in Erevin and Sukkah tells us that there's a halacha meshim misina. That if you have a wall, a kosher wall, that means a 10 tefachim structure that's going to block the Rishis HaRabim, so the wall stops at 10 tefachim. But there's a halacha meshim misina that we pull up a virtual wall and we see virtually as if the wall extends all the way up and it keeps on going. So Zok Rashi, if I have this post in Rishis HaRabim, and the post has four sides to it. The four sides are 10 tefachim high. That's the shear of a mechitza. So I have four mechitzas around the post. So the halacha, l'moshe misina, of good asik, tells us that you virtually pull the wall up on all four sides. And now the top of this post is surrounded by four virtual walls. And it constitutes a rishis yachid. There's a Gemara in Erevin in Petesim and Al. The Gemara tells us there's a criteria to say this halacha of Gerasik, of pulling up a virtual wall. What's the criteria? The criteria is that the mechitza that you want to pull up has to be nikkur, has to be that you could see it. And Rashi explains over there, when you have this case of an amud, when I'm standing on top of the amud, if I look by my feet, if I look down, I could see the face of the amud going down. The face of the pillar going down on all four sides. So therefore, these mechitzas are considered nikkur. They consider that I could see them. And if they consider that I could see them, so I could say the halach of Gerasik, I can pull up the walls and make my Rishis Yachid around this post. So we should have a discussion based on this. If a person has a roof, a regular roof on top of his house. So what's the halach about his roof? What are the four rishus that we discussed? What rishus does the your roof get? What type of rishus is it? So the Rosh tells us, if you have a roof that has no lip, meaning we know most roofs, if you have a flat roof, usually, at least in America, there's no lip, it's just flush. And if you have more like the roofs we're used to, that the roofs are on a slant, so usually the roof protrudes over the walls of the house. So Rosh says that if I would have a roof that the roof does not protrude over the walls, that means when I'm standing on the roof, it's equivalent to the case of a pillar that I could look down and see the walls of the house, I would say gerasik, and the roof would be Rosh HaSayach. However, if it protrudes, if the roof protrudes even a little bit beyond the wall, so then the wall is not seen, you can't see the wall, you can't say gerasik, you can't say gerasik, so what do I have? I have an area that has no walls, bigger than 4x4, so it's not a makom patur, it's not a no man's land. So the halacha is that it's a karmelos. And the halacha is that it's a karmelos, it gets the stringency of Rosh HaSarab, and you can't take from your house onto the roof. So that's pretty simple. The fun comes in is Tosfos. Tosfos says very similar to the Rosh, but he says something very interesting. Tosfos says, I'll just read two lines of Tosfos. He says, anytime you have the gag, a person who has a gag, that a roof, that the roof protrudes over the wall, hagag aser, the roof is aser, ki kol hagag, the whole entire roof, nifratz b'miluay l'karmelos. Literal translation means it's breached completely to a karmelos, which we'll explain that in a minute, meaning to wall, lo'isa b'lita habilata solushas harabe. That lip that protruded beyond the wall, beyond, it extends past the house, solushas harabe, that bleat of that lip, that little protrusion, is a karmelos, and because the words of Tosfos were, your roof is breached to the karmelos, your roof is aser. What does this mean? So there's another halacha that if I have a Rosh HaSayach, let's say that Rosh HaSayach, for argument's sake, has enough walls to have the halacha of Rosh HaSayach. But there's a significant breach in the walls between the Rosh HaSayach and another Rosh HaSayach, let's say karmelos and Rosh HaSarabim. So the karmelos and Rosh HaSarabim is an area that in Shabbos is aser to go from Rosh HaSayach to that area. And if my Rosh HaSayach is breached with a significant breach to that area, the Rosh HaSayach becomes aser and it gets the halacha of the karmelos. So Tosfos is telling us that the roof itself, technically, Tosfos doesn't see why there should be any issue with the roof. He's happy with the roof being a Rosh HaSayach. But he's saying the lip that protrudes beyond the wall of the house, and it goes out toward the Rosh HaSarabim, that lip has the halacha of a karmelos. And because your house, the roof of your house, has no wall between it and the lip, so it's breached to the karmelos, so your whole entire roof becomes a karmelos also. The Magen Avraham says that there's an afkamin on halacha between the Rosh and the Tosfos. According to the Rosh is saying very simple. In order for me to make my roof a Rosh HaSayach, I have to have walls. How do I have to have walls? To go halacha of gerasik, pulling up the virtual walls. In order to have gerasik, they have to be nikar. I have to be able to see them. So if there's if the lip protrudes even a tiny bit, even a tefach, it makes it that I can't see the wall. I can't see the wall, so then I don't say gerasik, I don't pull up the wall, and my roof has no walls, it's a karmelos. However, the way Tosfos is saying it, that the reason why the roof is a karmelos is because it's breached to a karmelos, the lip protruding out is a karmelos. So in order to have the status of a karmelos, it has to have 4x4. The lip would have to have 4x4. Because we said anything that's less than 4x4 is insignificant, and it's a makom patur. So fi Tosfos, if the lip was less than 4x4, so let's say protrudes only 3 tefachim, it would have the halacha of a makom patur, and my roof would still be Rosh HaSayach. That's what the Magen Avraham says in Tosfos. So now, I mean, the kasha is obvious. Why the first place is the roof of Rosh HaSayach? We said that the Gemara tells us that the basic criteria of Rosh HaSayach is an area that has four walls. If the lip is protruding, I don't say gerasik, I can't pull up a wall, so there's no walls to the roof. So why is the roof Rosh HaSayach? Why is Tosfos saying that the reason why the roof is because it's breached to the karmelos, because the lip is a karmelos? It's much simpler, even if it doesn't have a halacha, even if the lip doesn't have the halacha of a karmelos, so it's less than 4x4. Even if it's a makom patur, I don't care, there's no walls, I can't see the walls. The lip is covering the wall, I can't see the wall. And the roof should be and be a karmelos. So the Magen Avraham over there says he has a ride to the Tosfos to say that the roof itself, without the lip being 4x4, the roof itself will have the halacha of Rosh HaSayach. And what does Magen Avraham say? He says, I have a ride from the case you discussed, the post in Rosh HaSayach. I have the Gemara said I have a post in Rosh HaSayach that's 4x4, 10 tefachim. That case, the post is Rosh HaSayach. So Mamela, your roof also is just a yachid, if not for the fact that it is breached to the lip, which is a karmelos. That's what he says. So Fakta Machta Shepa, I don't understand what you're saying. They have nothing to do with each other. The post in the Rosh HaSarabim, like Rashi said, there's nothing going over the side of the post. When you're standing on the post, you look down, you can see the sides of the post. The Mechitus are Nikaris, you could say Garasik. So of course the post is Rosh HaSiachet. However, by the gag, by the roof, when the roof is protruding even a little bit, I can't see the side, the walls, and I don't take it as. How in the world could the Magen Avraham bring a proof that, to tell me that the gag itself, the roof itself, is Rosh HaSiachet from the case of Amud, the case of the post? So the agenda of the Shia is going to try to be to answer this question, to explain the Magen Avraham. So there's another Gemara, there's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us on the Talmud on the base. We know the first mission in Sukkah tells us that the criteria of a Sukkah is that the schach has to be 20, it can't be higher than 20 amos. The schach from the ground of the Sukkah can't be higher than 20 amos. So the Gemara has a case. What happens if you have a Sukkah? That the Sukkah is higher than 20 amos. Let's say our Urim, it's 21 amos. The schach is 21 amos tall. So the Sukkah is possible. A guy goes and he builds inside the sukkah, in the middle of the sukkah, a post that's big enough to be a sukkah, for argument's sake, whatever, the seven by seven, a little more, and the post is 10 tefachim high. So what's the halacha now? Could I say that on top of the post, from on top of the post, so the schach is not 20 tefachim, 20 amos, could I say that now on top of the post, there's a kosher sukkah? And without getting into the complications, the Gemara is talking about a case where you can't use the side walls of the sukkah. For those who are learning sukkah, the Gemara says it's more than 4 amos away, you can't see gerasik, whatever the complications are. In this case, I cannot use the walls of the sukkah. So I have a post inside a sukkah. Basically, for argument's sake, I have a post, and somehow on top of it I have schach hanging there, floating there, less than 20 amos above the post. Do I have a kosher sukkah? So the Gemara brings down. Abaye says, yeah, you have a kosher sukkah. Why? Because you know there's a rule. Sigur Asik, pull up the walls of the amud, of this post. I have walls around my sukkah, I have 4 walls, I have a floor, I have a schach, give up. Then the Gemara says, brings it down from Rabbi. The Rabbi says, no. Over there, the mechitzis, the walls, are not nikkur, they're not apparent. So, Zok there, the Rabbi is telling us that by a post, you can't see the mechitzis, you can't see Gur Asik. So in the middle of the sukkah is possible. So the question is very simple. I mean, Rashi told us, the Gemara and Shabbos tells us that a post is Rosh HaSiachet. Rashi told us, why is a post Rosh HaSiachet? Because you say Gerasik. And we know the Gemara and Avin told us to say Gerasik. The rule is, you have to be able to see the walls. And Rashi himself says in Avin, you could see the walls on a post. You look down by your feet, you see the walls. So what is the Gemara in Sukkah telling us? Rabbi's telling us in Sukkah that when you have a post inside a Sukkah, you can't make mechitzes through Gerasik because it's not nikkur, you can't see it. You could see it. It's a steer in the Gemara. It's Rosh HaSiachet, that means you could see it. So the Ran and the Ritva say, to answer for Rashi Shita, that by Sukkah there's a special halacha. Sukkah needs super walls. Sukkah is, we know Sukkah, whoever in Sukkah, there's walls are very important. We learn Pasukkah, that there's a special halacha. You have to have really good walls. So the Rishonim say that the walls of Gur Asik, even though they're halachic walls, but they're not real walls that you could live inside, they're not walls for Dira. So you can't use Gur Asik walls for Sukkah. Meaning Gerasik walls means that you have no wall at all. If you have 10 tefachim of wall, you can use Gerasik. But in the case where you don't see any wall and there's nothing to live inside, you can't use those walls for Sukkah. So it's very geshmak and shita's Rashi. But there's another shita that had to explain the Gemara of Sukkah. There's the Ramban in Shabbos and Sadi Tesla base. The Ramban's shita is that an omen is a shita yachid makas v'halacha of Gerasik. And the Ramban doesn't explain exactly why it is Rosh HaSiachet, but the Ramban has a halach difference between him and Shita's Rashi. Rashi says that an Amud, a post to Rosh HaRabim, is Rosh HaSiachet through Gerasik, you pull up the walls. And according to that Rashi, the whole ear space from the floor of the post all the way up to Shemayim is going to be Rosh HaSiachet, because there's Mechitzis going all the way up through the concept of Gerasik. The Ramban is clear in Shabbos that the Amr, the post, only the actual floor is Rosh HaSiachet, but this ear space on top of the Amr, on top of the post, is not Rosh HaSiachet ear space. It has a different halach. And it's apparent from the Ramban that the Ramban is not saying that the reason why the post is Rosh HaSiachet is through the concept of Gerasik. He's not using Gerasik. Where did the Ramban come from to say that a post is not Gerasik? So he came from the Gemara and Sukkah, because the Gemara and Sukkah told us, Rabbah told us, that a post by a sukkah is, you don't see Gerasik, it's not nikkur, you can't see it. Meaning the Rishonim are saying, the Ramban understands, just because I can look over and I can see the wall and I look over, that doesn't make it nikkur, doesn't make it the criteria that you could see, it's apparent. So he understands that when I have a post, I do not say Gerasik. And the male in Sukkah is Pasul. And in Shabbos, why is there a Shisayach? So the reason, the basic understanding to explain why Lefi Ramban is a Shisayach, and what the argument between the Ramban and Rashi, why Rashi says you need a Sigarasik to make the post a Shisayach and the Ramban doesn't, is they're having a fundamental argument of what the Mechitzis that created Shisayach are doing. Rashi is understanding that he says it very clearly in Shabbos that the walls that created Shisayach have to be makif, they have to surround the Rishos. They have to come up and hug the Rishos, and they hug in the Rishos, and through that, the area between within the walls that's being protected by the walls becomes a Shisayach. The Rabban is understanding clearly that you do not have to have the walls surrounding and hugging the Rishos. As long as there's walls below the Rishos, which is holding back the Rishos Rabban gets stopped by these walls. So there's walls to this Rishos that are pushing away the Rishos Rabban and saying, Ad Khan, don't come anymore. That's good enough to make the area beyond it a Rishos Yach. But the area that's a Rishos Yach doesn't have to be actually mukav, doesn't have to be surrounded by the walls. So according to Rashi, that you have to actually surround the area with walls in order to make it a Rosh Hashanah, Rashi is forced to understand that this is done through the concept of Gerasik, to pull up the walls and surround the area. Rashi is forced to say that a post has Gerasik, it's considered that I could see it. And then you have to explain that by Sukkah it's different, because by Sukkah you need better walls. Masha'enkin, however, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban is saying that the walls don't need to actually surround the area, as long as the walls stop the Rosh Hashanah from coming here, they push away the Rabban, the area beyond it is considered that it has walls to that area, protecting it. So then I don't need to say that by a post that the walls come up through Gerasik and hug the area. So I could say that a post, like the Gemara in Sukkah simply says, is not nicker, you can't see it, and you don't say Gerasik. So according to the Ramban, the Magen Avraham is very understood. Because a post does not have Gerasik. And if a post does not have Gerasik, and it's still Rosh Hashanah, that tells me if I have walls holding back the Rosh Hashanah, that's good enough to make the top Rosh Hashanah. So when you have a house, and you have the lip of the roof going over the wall, the walls are holding it back the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. B'nai Rosh Hashanah can't get beyond these walls. So any area beyond these walls is considered an area with a mechitza, with a wall. So the roof itself, even without the concept of Gerasik, will become Rosh Hashanah. And the only reason why there's an issue is because it's breached the Rosh Hashanah, to the lip, which is a countless. Within the next 2 minutes, I'm going to try to throw something out quickly, is that this is very nice in the Ramban, but without getting into details, Tesis himself in Shabbos is clearly argues on this Ramban, and Tesis is clear that he understands that the ear space on top of the Amud, on top of the pillar, is the Rosh Hashanah, which will tell us simply that Tesis has to understand there is a concept of walls coming up and surrounding this area. So it sounds like Tesis holds like Rashi. So if Tesis holds like Rashi, you're back to square one. If you need to say Gerasik to pull up the walls, if the roof is covering the wall, you can't see Gerasik, why is the roof Rosh Hashanah? So I want to just throw out a basic hakira to solve and explain what does it mean Gerasik? What does it mean you pull the virtual wall? When you have a wall, there's two parts to every wall. There's the actual physical stones and the bricks and the mortar, the wall itself, and then there's a concept that the wall is trying to give you. The concept is to differentiate between these two places. To hug one area, to protect one area, to differentiate. When I'm pulling up the wall, when I'm virtually pulling up this wall, is it that I virtually see that I'm actually putting up more bricks, I'm building up the wall, I'm taking the actual physical wall and continuing going up? Or is it pshat that the concept that the wall is giving me continues? The wall gave me the concept that these two areas are a split, and I can virtually see that concept continuing, and I have that concept as it goes up. Chaim Brisker famously says that the concept of good asik is pulling up the physical wall. And pulling up the conceptual wall, the concept of the split, is not Gerasik. And it comes out, according to what he's saying, is that you do not need to have mechitzas, walls that you can see, in order to continue the concept that the wall is splitting the two areas. That concept could continue without it being seen, because that's not the halach of Gerasik. So it comes out that the roof of a house, even when the roof protrudes over the wall, and they don't say Gerasik, the roof itself still has a concept of the walls underneath it, that this concept is telling me that this area is quartered off and this area is Rosh Hashanah. But there's a massive difference in the two understandings of Gerasik. If I only pull up the concept of this mechitza is telling me to split between the two areas below, and I don't actually build a new wall, so the concept that I pull up is only the concept that I have. What was the walls giving me? The walls where they were giving me a concept to split between the area on one side of it and the area on the other side of it. And I could utilize that concept as I go up. What was that concept? The concept was a splitting away from Rishus HaRabim. So I'm virtually pulling up that concept, and the concept continues. The concept continues up and surrounds the roof, that the roof has a concept that it has a gather, it has a makif, it has a mechitza, the concept of the mechitza, pushing it away from Rishus HaRabim. It has a mechitza that's surrounding it and hugging it, that's telling it that it's removed from Rishus HaRabim. That's the concept that it can build. But it can't build a new concept onto itself in that area, a new concept of splitting. In order to create a new splitting, you have to have a new wall. The issue that the Gog has today is that the Gog is parutz in its place, in a new place, however high it is, 20 feet up, there's a new area of issue. That now this roof is breached to the lip of the roof next to it. In order to use a kayach to split it off of that lip, you would have to create a new concept of splitting. The concept downstairs is a concept of splitting it off from the Rishus HaRabim. That concept won't help me. Even if I pull that concept up, it won't split the roof itself off the protrusion. So even though the roof itself is a Rishus HaYachid, because it has a concept that is split off of the Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't have a new concept of splitting onto itself to split it off its new issue that now it's open to the Carmels right next to it. So Mimela, Zok Taisis, if the lip itself is four Tvachim, then the roof itself is a karmelis, because the roof is open to a karmelis. But the roof itself otherwise would be a Rishus HaYachid if it's less than four Tvachim, because the roof itself has, hugging onto itself, the concept of the mechitzas downstairs going up that Rav Chaim calls goydis.
So it's a physical wall.